Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Mix 100, live and local, Kroenke Sports and Entertainment radio station. Katie's firing up that YouTube feed. You can check out my porn mustache today. Just search Mix 100 Denver on YouTube. Brought to you by our good friends at Safeway. I think you're firing it up. What's
I
that
did,
face that you're
and
making?
And then it didn't do it, but now it's do. We're live.
We're good?
Yay! Good to go.
I didn't want to do that porn mustache tease for nothing.
I know. I'm so glad you did. You have to hop on the YouTube stream to see Jeremy's mustache. Like, I was in the saddest mood when I came into the studio today. I took one look at your face and it made me smile.
Hey, mission accomplished.
I was like, well, wait a minute.
Total opposite of reaction that my wife had. But thank you, Katie.
I love it. I dig it.
Thank you very much. It's going to be a big week on the show. So many ladies are going to be qualified for the Mix 100 Diamond Dive. At least two today. We're going to get a qualifier for Fast Five at 7:30. And I think we're going to get another qualifier right around 9:20 today.
Yeah.
With Katie Crush, if you can crush Katie today.
Yeah.
Big day because the Diamond Dive is sneaking up on us. It's going to be this Saturday. Dave & Buster's in Westminster. All the details can be found Mix100.com. Well, I guess we're all crying because of multiple reasons today. I don't know if we want to get into all your personal stuff, Katie. I know we're going to get into the Super Bowl stuff, probably more in the Mile High hype coming up here in a bit. But I'll tell you right now, I'm bloated AF.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
same.
Went to my sister's yesterday, and there was quite a spread. And I've been eating fairly healthy and not drinking.
Yeah.
I had a lot of beer and a lot of chicken wings last night. I don't know what it was, but I just kept going back.
Yeah.
And back.
Same.
And back. And in my mind, Katie, I'm like, you shouldn't be doing this. You're not going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Your little tummy tum-tum's going to be hurting. I just went down the hall. I took four Tums
from
our little medicine cabinet that we have here at the radio station. Four. I think you're only supposed to take two, but hey, we're on the air.
You know, exactly. You know, the situation called for a four-dose max.
Oh, good Lord. So anyway, I saw your video, though. That was quite the spread wherever you were.
Yeah, I did the same exact thing, and that is visit that buffet line way too many times. Like, I went up there, and it's funny because when I do it, like, the table that had the food on it for the party I was at was just covered. I mean, there were so many things to choose from, and my game plan was to just go and carouse, right? Do a one-over and see what's up there so I can make my plate based on that. But I get up there, and I look at the food, and immediately I start putting things on my plate because I'm just like, what if they run out of the sandwiches that there's 80 of, you know? Like, what if they run out of the little peanut butter footballs? So I just start...
You're a peanut butter football.
My plate. The peanut butter footballs were my favorite part.
Like, it's
that
like a
was
Reese's?
My best bite of the night. Yeah, it's like the little Buckeyes. You know what I mean? Like,
sure,
just little
those
Buckeye
are good.
Balls.
Yeah.
But
that's
she
tasty.
Does. She does something in it where it's like she puts like Rice Krispies or something in it. It's ridiculous. The little crunchy factor is so good. But I loaded up my plate first round and I sat down and I ate the entire plate. Didn't want to waste a thing. And then I went up and made another plate. And I went up and made another plate. And you're right. I just like I had to shut myself like. Literally tell myself no because it's like you're sitting there. What else are you doing?
And the game was so boring.
So
you got to eat.
Like the most exciting part was the kickers. Like that's not a fun football game.
You're so right.
So it was just like at one point we were just discussing, you know, how many field goals does this guy have to make before he's the MVP? Like that was the discussion around our table because it was just that kind of game.
That was funny that he didn't get MVP too.
I know.
He should
have. Should have. That's all it was.
Absolutely.
Last week. It was kicking.
Should have. But so it was just funny because it was. There was a never-ending supply of food, and those poor people who hosted that party, because, you know, we talked about the thing on Friday where if you bring something to a party, especially something you bought at a store, if it's unopened when you leave, can you take it?
Did you take it?
No, I didn't, but I brought four bags of chips, and I brought a huge thing of cookies and a huge thing of brownies, and none of it got open because there was that much food.
Oh,
so it just sat
totally
on the back counter. I didn't. That was the gift for the host, right? Like, that's what we
discussed. We could have had it this morning.
That's what we discussed. Do you really want a pan of brownies this morning?
Yes. Yes.
So, well, that was part of it last night. It was beer, hot wings, and then brownies. Knick Knack made a big old slab of brownies, and then we ate all those. And then my sister's like, guess what I made, too? And she, like, pulled this one out. It was like, oh, my God, you made brownies, too. So
more brownies.
I made those brownies my biatch. Like, as we were gathering our stuff to leave, that pan that my sister had made hadn't been cut into yet. I was like, well, you don't want these to go to waste. So, like, as we're packing up our stuff, getting ready to walk out the door, I'm shoving more brownie in my mouth at, like, 9 o'clock last night. I'm like, yeah. This is not good to go to bed like this.
Yep, that was it. And why are brownies, like, the superior cake dessert,
so
right?
Good.
Like, every time I see one, I'm like, I need to have you. Like,
it was so good.
I wish I could say no to you, but I can't.
But, yeah, like, wicked bloated today. So hopefully that'll pass. And it's going to be 70 degrees
in
today,
here,
and I'm already sweating.
I know. You walked in and you go, it is so hot
it's
in here.
So hot in here. I am so full of chicken wings and brownies and beer.
It's the brownie sweats is what you got going on.
Show me
there.
To the Tums immediately. How was your Super Bowl party, Josh? Did you hang out with family?
Yeah, it was super fun. We had a huge family party. Obviously, I have family that was in the Super Bowl, and so we were cheering on for the Seahawks, and it was such a blast. It's one of those things that it's like you can't really enjoy the actual party, though, because you're so nervous for the actual game because you want one team to win so badly. So when the game actually ended, it was like a collective just sigh of relief. And then the party kind of started. But at the end of the day, like, I was so tired. I was like, I don't want to indulge and, like, go crazy, because at that point it was, what, 9:30?
I know, right?
I was like, I don't want to do that and start partying now. I'm exhausted.
Gotta be up in 6 hours.
Yeah. So I didn't really get to enjoy, like, the food I enjoyed, but I didn't really get to enjoy, like, the drinks or the people having fun that didn't really care, because there were some people there that were like, I don't really care who wins and stuff like that, that are just family friends. And so they were having a good time, but I was over there, like, biting my nails out of nervousness the entire time. So I was a collective sigh of relief at the end of the game, and I was really excited for my family, and they were sending us pictures on the field at the end of the day under the confetti and all that stuff, so that was really cool, and it's just so awesome to see that. But yeah, I was like pacing back and forth the entire game. I didn't really get to enjoy it. And on top of that, Jerry, you're spot on. It was such a boring game.
It was.
Like,
so boring.
For me, I was invested, but for everybody else that just didn't care about the teams, snooze fest.
Yeah.
That sucked. Like, I felt bad. I was like, the product wasn't that great.
It's funny. I was rooting through Josh. Like, anyone who asked
which
me,
is
who
so
are you
nice,
rooting
by
for?
The way.
I was like, well, my friend Josh has a stake in this one, so I'm going for Seattle. Like, that's the only reason I was going for the Seahawks is because of
I'm
Josh.
Sure you did that too,
otherwise,
Jer,
I
right?
Care. Of course you did.
I was such a dork. I had my laptop open for a lot of the game, and I was sitting there, like, working on show stuff and coming up with ideas and, like, every few minutes a commercial would come on. I'm like, oh, I got to look that up.
Yeah.
You know, there was a commercial about resorts in Orlando, and I started looking that up.
Yeah. Yeah. The commercials were definitely a lot more exciting this year than the actual
game.
So, yeah.